Hi, welcome to Brighteon.tv. My name is Carrie Rivera, and Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv were created by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for the preservation of freedom of speech. We thank Mike and his team for making this available to all of us. Now, today is going to be a little bit different show, and we're going to see how it goes. But I can tell you, I watch Mike Adams, Alex Jones. I watch these guys talk for hours, and they never miss a beat. And I thought, well, you know, I've been watching people do this for a really long time. And when I had a no-show today for my interview, I don't know what happened to her. Great lady, and I'm going to plug her book anyway because I read it. It's a fabulous book. If anybody likes homeopathy, this is definitely the way to go. Jane's Empowered Handbook. I have a lot of, as you can see, a lot of yellow highlighting going on in there. She highlights 12 cell salts and 17 homeopathic remedies that everybody should have. So we'll talk a little bit about this when I come back from the short break. Don't go away. It's going to be interesting today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
I'm Anna with The Flame.
I'm Nicole with The Flame.
And you can find us at theflameusa.com. Make sure to go there and subscribe to the fastest growing paper to get people out of the movable middle so we can save our country.
And thank you, Brighteon, for just having this on. We so appreciate you.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hello, my name is Carrie Rivera. Welcome to Brighteon.tv. And today we're going to do something totally different. I'm a little bit nervous about it. I am not going to lie. I have been, like I was saying in the introduction, I've been watching Mike Adams and Alex Jones do this by themselves for years on end now. So I'm going to give it a try. And I was just talking to the producer before the show and saying, because there was a confusion between the person who was supposed to be my person I was going to interview today, who's a fantastic woman and is very, very interesting. And I'm going to show you her book and we're going to do a little bit about that. But I'm also going to talk to you about a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes with me and some of the things that I'm thinking now. So let's first of all talk about a little bit about Jane Marcus. She is a homeopath, a very interesting person, actually. I read her book. It was a very quick read. So if anybody's kind of, you know, not wanting to read a long book, but they want to do some little dabbling in homeopathy, maybe you don't want to go to homeopathy school like she and I did, but you want to do some homeopathy, it resonates with you, then this would be a great book because she does talk about the most important 12 cell salts and 17 of the homeopathic remedies. And one of the things, I went to school at the Los Angeles School of Homeopathy, and over 3 years' time, there's so many remedies. I mean, just so many remedies that you're like, I don't know, you know, and then you get into your remedy book and you're looking for all the particulars, oh, never better since this or whatever. So you start to compile things. But I think that there's some things that we could use this for basically. And Jane is Canadian too. So one of the things I was going to ask her, and I, she will come in the future, that I was going to ask her about is, in Canada, they're having where you can actually murder yourself, commit suicide, a medical-assisted suicide capsule that they have for you, if you're sick or even if you're just depressed. And then, of course, their hotline, instead of getting you help, they basically offer you this suicide egg pod thing, whatever. So I was interested because in her book talks about grief and depression, and there's some really simple homeopathic remedies that would actually take you out of that situation, so you wouldn't have to use the pod, which shouldn't be using the pod anyway. And you know, getting help would be much better. So anyway, Jane is definitely an inspiration as a homeopath, and I am not an inspiration as a homeopath because while I was in homeopathy school, I wrote my first book. Here it is. Wrote my first book. It's a 600-page book, as my ex-husband said. It's 600 pages of how to make a drop, which is not true, but that's why he's gone. So. Sorry, anyway. So getting back to the inspired, this is a woman who is like a pilot, a ballroom dancing champion, equestrian, trampolinist, which I didn't even know that existed. And she also talked about Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. And that is so true. And I have to say that's probably one of the things that my mother, who is really, she's one of my she's the pillar of my life, but of course, she's an inspiration because she's so positive. And he talks about mind, body, and thought. And my mother says that her father, who passed away, obviously, that he always told her, like, don't worry about things you can't change. Like, how many times would that be something most of us should be doing on a daily basis? Because there's a lot of things that we worry about, I worry about, that you can't change it, you know? So why are we spending, like, head time and giving real estate, valued real estate up here, to that kind of a thing? So I also think that there's, you know, some, you know, if anybody, you know, feels like reading a book, definitely Bruce Lipton is a good read. And then, of course, one of my dear friends, Yana, she just signed into a university. I'm not going to say which one, but a university. And Bruce Lipton is on the board. So it's always interesting how life kind of circles back, you know. And then, of course, saying that healing is an inside job. And it's so true. But we have to heal our mind, our body, and our spirit. So a little bit more about me. Okay, we talked about Jane and her great book. And I would say it's a super short read. I mean, super short, just valuable information. I think it's like 100 and some pages. I read it basically between a short flight back and forth to a town nearby. So anyway, another thing that's happening right now, I'm writing another book. I was mentioning that I wrote a book back in 2014. It was a number one bestseller on Amazon. And it was really the way that I was thinking in 2014. We used to have, you know, tens of thousands of people in Facebook groups, and children were recovering and healing and all that kind of stuff. It was really fantastic. So I wrote a book about it, and the book went on to do quite well in Amazon. And then in 2019, they took the book down. And since 2019, it's been two times that my book has been pirated and somebody else is putting it up in my name. And somehow Amazon is okay with that when somebody pirates my book, but it's not okay when I put my book up. So that's really very frustrating. So anyway, the book is now up on Amazon, and do not buy it because the book is way too old. It's not the way I feel today. And when I went through, because now I'm writing another book and it's going to probably come out by September, this is like 550 pages, of which about 200 of these pages are still accurate. Like the hyperbaric section by Bob Sand, rest in peace, amazing man, what he did for children with autism and cerebral palsy and Lyme disease and that with using hyperbaric off-label, did a lot of really good stuff. And of course, on the back, Dr. Dietrich Klinghart, he gave me a nice little pump up there, you know, saying that the world of autism is rocking again. Carrie Rivera has done it. Let's just read this part. In this comprehensive book, she has condensed the simplified core methods of biomedical approach that work 90% of the time on 90% of the children. Her focus on using the unified and affordable approach to reduce the body burden of chronic infection and infestation is addressing the very core issues of the autistic children and adults. It has made her method the most powerful tool to this day to help many children safely recover inexpensively and solidly. her research is validated by the enormously positive response from parents all over the world. Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, who I admire so much. Anyway, so this book is being replaced soon. We're in the reread of the final version of the next book. Don't buy this on Amazon. That book is really, really old. It's been pirated, and probably the copy is not even very good because they probably took it from some other place. So the next book is going to be coming out, and the next book is going to really be talking about like how, obviously, what I'm using today and some things I use. For example, one of them is humic fulvic, and humic fulvic is always on my desk. Humic fulvic seals the leaky gut, takes heavy metals out of the brain. It protects against graphene oxide, which is very interesting. There was a study out of Poland that was done in the last 8 months, and it shows that it actually removes, just like it chelates metals out of the brain, that's one of its natural functions. And it also helps with the graphene oxide, which is so exciting. It's so, you need the humic fulvic for the 77 minerals. We all need minerals. This is no question. But besides that, what are our minerals going to do for us? Because some people say, oh, ocean water is fine for minerals, or I take these powdered minerals and they're great, or I take a trace mineral, which has like 13 minerals at best. We really want something that's broad spectrum, just like our body, like the periodic table. And that's really what we're supposed to be receiving. But the humic fulvic does all kinds of other stuff. It seals the leaky gut. How many people have leaky gut right now? I've been doing more research about glutamate, which comes from the work of Dr. Russell Blaylock. And he wrote a really good book in 1995, came out in 1997, called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And a lot of us think, oh, that's that MSG from that takeout Chinese food. Well, actually, it's in things like bananas, tomatoes, almonds, broccoli, cauliflower, things, or chicken skin, bone broth. We think, oh, bone broth is so good for us. Well, loaded with glutamate. And if you have a leaky gut, that glutamate's going to get to the brain, and it's excitotoxic, meaning it's going to excite the neurons to death. So we're going to have less neurons, and we actually need to have more neurons, so we definitely don't want to be killing off our neurons. And when we have a diet that's high in glutamate, it can actually make the blood-brain barrier even more thin and more porous, so that, of course, more glutamate is able to get in, even on the days when we're maybe having, something with Parmesan cheese or something with tomatoes, or, a lot of us might have some wheat or some dairy, and people say, well, what if it's organic? It's still the same problem with the glutamate. And when we talk about glutamate, it's not just, for example, my focus has always been autism recovery. How do you recover somebody from autism really quickly or the fastest possible, and the fastest and safest, obviously. Another thing that I saw this year was, speaking of quick recoveries from autism, there was November, I was somehow drawn to a book. This is the book. I'm promoting books today, apparently. Dr. Sean Baker wrote a book called The Carnivore Diet. And something drew me to that book. And I thought, there's something there, because I've been interested in ketogenic diet for quite a long time, even having used that as a product line and stuff. And just really thinking about, why aren't the kids recovering lightning speed? Like, why isn't every child just recovering with good protocol that I have and the ketogenic diet? Because ketogenic diet is going to take out most of the foods that are feeding the pathogens, especially candida, especially parasites, just love the carbohydrates. So what's happening? Why isn't this happening at lightning speed? So I had to go back to the work of Russell Blaylock, which this book, I don't know if you can see, it's all wrinkled from having lived in like hot environments and this kind of stuff. So I've had this book with me probably for the last 15 years. My son was diagnosed with autism 19 years ago. So the book is pretty old, probably that old. I went back to his work because in 2020 I had a lot of time on my hands. If you follow my work, you'll know why. Started to look into glutamate. Well, free glutamate exists in foods that are like citrus fruit, berries, almonds. In the ketogenic diet, we use a whole lot of almond flour, almond milk, almond cream, like a peanut butter, but made out of almonds, for example. A lot of almond stuff. And not just that, like I was saying, broccoli, cauliflower, we use cauliflower rice or cauliflower. Anytime you want like a pasta type dish, you can just basically boil your cauliflower and treat it as if it was pasta and make it just chunky. So a lot of the foods that we were eating were really high in glutamate. And again, glutamate is going to make the blood-brain barrier more porous. So any glutamate in excess that we're eating is going to get into the brain and cause this neurotoxic effect. And you could almost see it with the kids, as I started to watch them. through other people's eyes, that what they would say about the kids, yeah, you know, my child is acting like this, really hyper, but I'm doing the ketogenic diet, and then I'm giving almond milk, and I'm making almond bread, and all of a sudden it starts to make sense to me that there's something wrong with these foods that they're eating, even though they're ketogenic and they're low carbohydrate, but something's wrong. So going back to the work of Dr. Russell Blaylock, his book is still available. It's called Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills. And the excitotoxin is coming from the glutamate. And again, I immediately, when I bought his book years ago, really thought to myself, oh, this glutamate is only in Chinese takeout. It's only in wheat and dairy. So we're going to avoid those things. It's in wheat, dairy, corn, almonds, citrus, berries, broccoli, cauliflower. So it's in so many foods that are ketogenic and low carbohydrate that it put me to think back again. So that was when I just kind of fell upon the work of Dr. Sean Baker and read the book, The Carnivore Diet. So that was November of 2021. I thought, okay, January 1st, I'm going to go carnivore. I'm going to see what this looks like. You know, I'm going to change the house out, buy a bunch of steaks and, you know, ghee and go from there. So start on the diet. I'm at first lots of diarrhea, which is very common because you're changing out your gut bad stuff for gut good stuff. And one thing I noticed, no bloating, no stomach issues, really great, like no brain fog, really great focus, concentration. Another thing is all those like food cravings that I might have had, you know, really went away. I just wasn't even thinking about food. At some point I'd be like, oh, you know, by 5 o'clock I'm like kind of hungry, you know. And so you could actually do more intermittent fasting, which a lot of these guys like Sean Baker and Dr. Kiltz, who I interviewed, if you look at maybe last year, I think it was Kerry Rivera and Dr. Robert Kiltz. He did a great interview because he's been carnivore for about 13 years now. So about the same time in January of 2022, my assistant says to me, hey, there's this mom whose daughter just recovered on your protocol and she was doing carnivore diet. She's from Peru and a bunch of other parents in Peru want to do the same diet. And what's interesting about Peru, they have really great access to animal products like meat and stuff like that. And they don't have good access to things like almond flour. So that was really good. That was like, yeah, okay, we can do this. So we started a little group, a little Telegram group for carnivore for autism in Spanish. And we did the ATEC score. ATEC is Autism Treatment Evaluation Checklist. And you can get that at, it's free, at autism.org. So you can take the test every day if you want. I recommend families to take the test every 3 months because there's so many changes in the body that if you're doing it before the 3 months, it's kind of like you could be in a healing crisis and it's not really the time to do that, right? So January, it was just so funny that everything was happening at that same time. You know how the Mayans were building pyramids at the same time, the Egyptians were building pyramids. Well, the same thing is happening over here in autism. So this mom recovers her daughter. We start this group. She's kind of like the lead mom in the group. And my assistant and I are watching what's going on. ATEC score January of 2022, ATEC score May of 2022. And guess what? 10% recovery in less than 4 months. In that same group. Now these are kids that were having, you know, decent improvements, but nothing like, you know, a full recovery in 4 months. So that's fantastic. And we're just like, oh my gosh, we have to do a document. We have to adjust because the carnivore diet, they talk about dairy, you can have dairy and stuff. But when you're dealing with autism spectrum disorders, you need to take out all the dairy because not just because of the casein, but there's a whole lot of problems with dairy that isn't just glutamate. So have to take that out. But the kids are eating things like cloud bread, which is basically like whipped egg whites, and then you put them into a form pan, you bake them in the oven at 300 degree Fahrenheit for 30 minutes, and you have these beautiful looking, and you can put it in any form you want. It can be like a baguette form, it can be like a, you know, a box bread type, you know, like a Wonder Bread type thing, or you can make it into bun shapes or any kind of shape you want to. And if you take it out of the oven right around the 30 minute time, they're still even crunchy. So when you cut them open, I mean, inside, if you smell them, they're a little bit, because it's egg whites, they don't have a lot of scent. It's not like with the egg yolk that you have a lot of that. But you can even make bread-looking things or, you know, French toast and use like a monk fruit. That would still be okay. So there's a lot of different options, or pork rinds or organic bacon. In the States, you have this Applegate Farms, which makes some really great products. So a lot of the kids have gone carnivore, and carnivore, when the families are really able to do carnivore, the ATEC score, which is this autism treatment evaluation checklist, at 0 ATEC, the child is recovered. Under 10 ATEC, the child no longer has autism. But we're still working to get to between 0 and 10 ATEC. So what I'm seeing is these kids are dropping out another child in September, 5-year-old fella, and he started the carnivore diet, and he was already pretty, he wasn't really carnivore, he didn't have enough fat in his diet, but he was already like, you know, could be carnivore, he took out a couple foods that were problematic, and his ATEC score also dropped from like the high 60s to the mid 20s, which is, you know, ATEC of 10 is no longer autism, zero is fully recovered. So, you know, these kids are just skating out of autism faster. And that's always been what I've been looking for with my own son. So when the attacks came to me, because it was something that I found via doctor, I started to use chlorine dioxide, as a lot of people are talking about, Dr. Lee Merritt, Mike Adams, of course, my best friend forever, Bob Sisson, you know, a lot of these people were using him, you know, this as well during the pandemic and for other things. But so that's, you know, was something that I found 13 years ago that made my son catapult into a place that was nothing like where he had been prior in a very short period of time. So I got attacked for sharing that story. And of course, there's still people that will send me like, you know, hate messages because they're vegan or vegetarian and plant-based and eating bugs is a good idea for them. It's not a good idea for so many. Am I going to get into that one? Am I going to dignify that one? Because I understand not wanting to kill animals to live. I understand it completely. But at the same time, there is a lot of philosophy towards what we're supposed to eat. And of course, like Dr. Baker points out in his book, that for 3.5 million years, approximately, we were red meat eaters. You know, we were eating mammoths, we were eating, you know, red meat, big animals. This is what we were eating. And like, if we were to eat a barrier, if we were to eat a seed or something like that, there were few of them because we didn't have cooking materials and things like that. So we were pretty much, carnivores, and we're probably eating mostly raw stuff. And like Dr. Robert Kiltz, and you can go to his website, drkiltz.com. He talks about, you know, going from breast to bone. The babies went from the mother's breast right on to nibbling the little meat that stuck to the bone. And that was how we were healthiest. You know, we probably didn't live as long as we are living today, but that's just because we didn't have like housing and we didn't have soap to wash our hands and running water and refrigeration. So there were a lot of, you know, issues back in those days. I'm sure there's not documentation of that, but you could see that when would they have the writing on the walls, they do find that, you know, we were sketching, you know, humans were sketching back then about, you know, bow and arrow, those arrows and harpoons and stuff like that they were killing animals with. Of course, I wasn't there, so I'm not very good at that. But Dr. Baker goes into that in his book. And like I said, I just see the kids recovering. So what does it mean when somebody starts to lose their diagnosis of autism? Does it mean that they're getting harmed or does it mean that they're healing? Same thing, you know, with enemas. That was another attack I was under. We used to use enemas actually for 4,000 years. It's documented in sculptures by the Mayans, for example, that they were using enemas. And you can see that it was a positive thing. There was a smile on the figurine's face. So it was like, this is a positive thing that we do in our culture. And actually, we did this sort of thing as human beings up until the early 1970s when the pharmaceutical companies came out with things like Miralax and other things that are really bad for us on the long run, for sure, if not even on the short run. So the enema could fix a lot of stuff that was going on in our guts up until that point. Now, there's still really great things like Colema boards, which you can colema.com. I'm not related to any of these people, but there's also the, what was that other one? Oh, there's another great one. I'll think about it in a little bit. But they have different ones you can buy online, or just a standard old, you know, a standard old enema bag, and, you know, just put in some CD in there. But you could pretty much enema anything. I know Dr. Mitchell, rest in peace, you know, we could enema black seed oil. Some people like to do chamomile tea. Ozone. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Chlorine dioxide, I think, is probably the best one because it kills the biofilm as well as detoxifying the liver. But anyway, there's just so many of these old, you know, old ways that worked really well, like purges, you know, taking the castor oil to get rid of the parasites. That's a really great one that, you know, the grandmas grew up on. You know, my mother, her parents, you know, they were doing that. That's the mother always took care of the family. You know, we didn't have to go to the doctor with depression and anxiety because our parasites were so high. We just naturally every season did a purge, especially in the spring, especially in the fall. So, you know, we learned to live harmoniously with the pathogens in our environment because, of course, there were many and we didn't have Walgreens or CVS in the corner. So we learned to, you know, make food our medicine. You know, that was also another really quote from many, 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 you know, centuries ago. So very exciting stuff. And then we have another 1 minute right now before we go to break. And again, thanks for being with me today, because this is the first time that I'm talking by myself. But I thought to myself, you know, maybe this could be something interesting. And of course, my producer, he's my biggest cheerleader. I just love him to death. He's such a great guy. And he was like, you can do it. I thought, you know, I think I can do this. But I really want to share with you, I've got a whole desk full of stuff today, of really cool new stuff. So we're going to be back in 33 seconds from this break. Maybe you can take a trip over to the brighteonstore.com. And if you see anything that you like over there, you can put the promo code Carrie in there. And I think that there's a discount too. Not sure about that one. But there's really, really good stuff there. A couple things that I really like. One is they have a powdered coconut milk. Powdered coconut milk will thicken the milk. So when the kids are switching from, like, for example, cow's milk to a thinner coconut milk, it's going to make it even thicker. You can put more in there. That's another one. And they have a great silver that they're carrying now. It's a structured silver. Be right back.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. My name is Carrie Rivera, and I'm still alone today, just me and you. So, and while we were going to break, I did confirm with my producer today that if you put in Carrie at the brighteonstore.com, you get 5% discount. And if you're like me, I just love a discount. So anything that is 5, 10, probably even 1% discount, I'd probably be there. But anyway, they have some really great stuff over there. And they have a brand new silver, which is fantastic. It's a silver solution. It's an alkaline one. Doesn't stay in the body. I just love that one. And of course, like I said, that powdered coconut milk is really wonderful, especially if you're dealing with a child and the child has autism, autism spectrum, ADD, ADHD, and they're addicted to milk. You can actually increase the thickness. So I think a lot of times the kids don't really like the nut milks, because if you buy them from the store, they're very thin, or they have carrageenan, which is causing brain inflammation. So we don't want any carrageenan. But it's just a nice way that you can actually control the thickness, and the child is probably going to be a little bit more willing to take the change. So I was talking about different things like carnivore diet, glutamate, talking about Dr. Sean Baker, Dr. Russell Blaylock. These are just some of my heroes. I have a lot of heroes. Bob Sisson, of course, is my hero. Yana Drasner, my hero. So also, a couple things that came into my sphere in the last, I would say, year and a half. So when I got into the carnivore diet, the fiber menace pops up. So somebody says, yeah, you got to read, actually it was Dr. Kiltz, Dr. Robert Kiltz, Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, Kiltz, K-I-L-T-Z.com. He said, you got to get these two books. So I did, of course. One is very, very heavy. It's called Plants That Kill and Fiber Menace. So with the vegan people and the vegetarian people, they're not going to really be too happy about this, but there's actually the fiber that's in food. And this book is by, he was a doctor in the Ukraine. His name is Konstantin Monastarsky. He came to the U.S. many, many years ago with his wife, and he's now a food forensic scientist, much like Mike Adams does stuff like this. And so he looked into fiber, and it's very well footnoted. Like all of the chapters have more footnotes, I think, than even pages in the chapter in some cases. But he talks about how damaging the fiber is. And if we go back to the work of Dr. Sean Baker and we talk about how humans lived and what we ate for those first, 3.5 million years, and of course now we seem to know better by eating soy and all these plants that we could have never eaten before. So the fiber is actually causing, according to Konstantin Monastarsky, and actually this would fit the bill as far as when people say, oh, well, my whole family had colon cancer, so we have to be careful. What did your family eat? Wheat products, lots and lots of beans. I see a lot of families, for example, Turkish families or Asian families or African families or Latin American families, where they're eating a lot of rice and corn, beans, vegetables. They're not eating a lot of animal meats, for example. Maybe they have an egg a day or something like that, but they're still not consuming many animal products, like, dead animals, like, chicken, fish, beef, that kind of stuff. Or if they're having them, maybe it's a few ounces or maybe a couple hundred grams a day. It's not something significant. So these are books, if you really want to know what's going on, or colon cancer. I mean, this is Fiber Menace, big connection to constipation, a lot of constipation, those vegetarian types, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and colon cancer. I would just say, take a look, start. I was vegetarian for a while. I was a vegan for a while. None of those diets really resonated with me, didn't make me feel too good. And so I would just say, take a look. And the Plants That Kill, too, talk about, how every plant has its own chemicals. And one of the things that I noticed with Plants That Kills, which resonates with me, because in the parasite protocol of my protocol, we used to use neem as well as mebendazole. Mebendazole is a non-systemic parasite killer. It just goes mouth to anus and kills broad-spectrum parasites. With neem, a lot of the kids would have reactions that were negative. They just would be getting hyper and didn't even see really any improvement in parasites and things like that, like we see with the mebendazole. And it always was something that I questioned, so I took it out of the protocol many years back, but at the same time never really understanding why. And now, of course, in the last year and a half that I've been, more submerged in this carnivore and why carnivore is recovering people so quickly, not just from autism, but actually what started me a long time ago was this gal. She had multiple sclerosis, probably still does. I lost contact with her. But we talked at one point, and she was telling me that she was feeling best on a meat diet. And then one of my other friends, Anna, she also told me that, a lot of her symptoms went away when she was just basically eating beef. And so that, I said, wow, that's really interesting, because it goes against, what we always thought about, more fruit, more vegetables, more salad. That's the healthy way. And then when you start to get into why plants are problematic, then it makes a little bit more sense. And again, this is not an argument that I want to have with anybody. So if you want to email me, carrie@carrierivera.com, I wouldn't really want to have that argument with you. I'm just saying what I've seen working for kids. And when I see children getting their life back, family getting their children back, we've got thousands of recoveries over here. So this is not something that I'm coming and saying speculatively that this is something that's happening. It's something that's really happening. Autism recovery is real. I have a channel on Instagram. It's at I am Carrie Rivera. And I'm doing interviews with families on a regular basis who have children that are recovered. So they're sharing their stories as to how they recovered their children. And it was based on what I'm telling you today. These are things that are happening regularly. So we shouldn't go to doctors who tell us to say, well, autism is not recoverable, or your multiple sclerosis or your arthritis. These are just they're not recoverable. All you have to do is take this medication. Be careful, your liver, it could cause liver damage, or you could die from it, and you know, all these terrible side effects. Why not do something that has all of these recoveries, has all of these people who have walked before you that have had the success? I think that, you know, the road most traveled to success is the road that I want to be on. You know, I don't want to be over there trying to like pave another way. I also find people that will take my protocol and then, of course, make it their own, which is great. You know, I love that. That's really great. They always say that when somebody is imitating you, that is the best form of flattery. But I would like people to get it right. And of course, my motivation every day when I wake up is one thing. It's finding a solution to get the children out of autism fast as possible, safely as possible. And again, when the trolls come against me and say, you're bleaching kids and you're doing all this stuff. There are no dead children behind me, thank God. There are no dead children. The children, on the other hand, they're not only are they not dead, but all of them, whether they're recovered or not, are all better and healthier than they used to be. The sleepless nights are gone. The diarrhea or constipation is gone. The eye contact is back. Speech is emerging, or it is actually forming into language, and the kids are starting to talk again. They're socializing with their family. You know, when a family starts to get their child back, there is nothing more beautiful, because there is nothing more painful than slowly watching your child fade away from you. And that's another reason why we talk about politics in the United States. For example, RFK Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., is the only person talking about, you know, that we have like kind of my body, my choice when it comes to vaccinations. You know, why can't I choose what I want to do or put into my body? And of course, my child is under my care until they're 18 years old. So also, if I choose not to put something into my child's body, then I should have that right. You know, it goes back to this libertarian premise. You know, I give you the liberty to do whatever you want behind your doors. Obviously, don't harm your children. But also, you also have to respect my rights. And this is a problem that there's kind of seems to be only one way in the United States. And I have another show on another podcast with Mariem Barrientos on Fridays now. It's called Defending the Truth, but I'm trying to get it in Spanish. Plug, 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 trying to get it in Spanish, called The Mexican Hurricane. Because when we get together, we throw all the truths out there, and the dust settles where it may. So it's very interesting to see what's happening in the United States right now, because the rest of the world, it's not like that in the rest of the world. While there are cultures that are getting woke, especially like in Germany, for example, you know, this first world concept, they're getting all woke. But the rest of the world is sitting back looking and going like, we don't want to be like them. You know, everybody knows that, you know, men are men, women are women, women have babies. That's how we are. And actually, I was watching a really good interview. It wasn't an interview, it was a documentary that somebody sent me the other day. And I forget the name of the documentarist, as I guess they're called. And about, you know, can you tell me what a woman is? And so that was very interesting. And then he interviewed a psychiatrist who had a bunch of titles on the wall. And she said, well, actually, you know, it's a genetic thing. We are 99.99% woman. And of course, men are 99.99% men. And that's based on our genes, so it's not exactly what we look like. You can cut off what you want, but we're still ourselves. Dr. Roby Mitchell, rest in peace. Amazing man, brilliant mind, out-of-the-box thinker. Of course, you know that because it took his medical license, because he was doing stuff out of the box. Even Dr. Sean Baker, he was a surgeon, and I think he had several tours of duty in Afghanistan, Gulf War, forget off the top of my head. But anyway, he is a veteran of foreign wars. I think he did 3 tours of duty. He's a surgeon. And when he went back to work at the hospital, when he got back, he started to treat people as he got healthier as well. You know, this is always kind of like everybody's personal journey. He got healthier as well doing carnivore diet, because he wasn't doing that prior. And then he started to treat his patients with carnivore diet. And guess what? They didn't need all those surgeries. So then, of course, the hospital was like, hey, what are you doing? We're living from that. And then, of course, he, I think, either got fired or parted ways. I think they fired him, though. And then he's gone on his own. And you can look him up. He's doing some really great stuff. He's got even, like, you know, chat groups and this kind of stuff where you can join and be involved. And so anyway, he's great. And then Dr. Roby Mitchell from, well, he was from Amarillo, Texas. He's also a veteran. He was from the Marines, super great guy, super tough guy, super bright guy. He actually worked with Dr. Jonathan Wright at the Tahoma Clinic in, it's Oregon, or it's not Portland, it's someplace else. Anyway, up there, Seattle, somewhere there. So anyway, he wrote this great book. Actually, Dr. Jonathan Wright wrote many really, really good books about women's health and other, so many different books. But this one, Why Stomach Acid is Good for You, I think this is a must read, super short book. Like, everybody is low hydrochloric acid. It's amazing. Like, if you're low hydrochloric acid, your minerals are low, you might have reflux, and of course your doctor is feeding you full of other stuff. But for example, just a little bit of this. If you're suffering from depression, anemia, stomach cancer, lupus, Graves' disease, ulcerative colitis, chronic hepatitis, type 1 diabetes, accelerated aging, bacteria overgrowth, which is that SIBO stuff, folks, like everybody, there's huge groups in social media about bacterial overgrowth and SIBO, and everybody's complaining about it. Just increase your hydrochloric acid, folks. They're like cheap tablets that you can get probably even at the Brighteon store. I'm pretty sure Mike Adams carries really good stuff like that over there. Asthma, allergies, poor digestion of protein, and poor absorption of minerals, amino acid, B vitamins. So listen, when a child with autism, the parents do the labs and they say, oh, look at your child is low minerals, low B vitamins and low amino acid. What does the doctor say? Oh, those are just symptoms of autism. No, they're symptoms of low hydrochloric acid. So we need to increase our stomach acid. And this is probably across the board. So they're saying that the moms who are giving birth to kids with autism, there's like the perfect storm, because they're not giving birth to children with autism, but the children that are born, they later on get autism. There's kind of a perfect storm, as Dr. Roby Mitchell also pointed out. Like, typically the mom is over 27, so she's gonna have lower thyroid function. There's ways to treat that, and at the Brighteon store, there's some nice iodine over there, which we should all be taking our iodine for sure. Anyway, so there's lots of reasons why, but one of the reasons why in the perfect storm for autism is, why did my child get autism and the child down the street who was born at the same time, vaxxed the same amount, didn't get the autism? Well, probably because the mother had the iodine, the thyroid level was higher, they had better stomach acid, and stomach acid can be reduced from eating processed foods, taking pharmaceutical drugs. There's a lot of reasons how you can actually reduce your stomach acid, and of course we pass it along to our children. So that's one of the important features. And of course, if you see a child that's low B vitamins, you know, they're always like, oh, they need B12. Why do they need B12? They actually need to increase the hydrochloric acid in the stomach by taking this cheap betaine tablet during each meal, and that's going to increase your stomach acid. It's also people that are having reflux, they go to the doctor because they have reflux, and they think that it's because they have too much stomach acid. Well, it's actually the opposite of that. So you have to increase, and you can go up slowly. And like Dr. Mitchell always said, you know, because I said, well, is this forever that we have to take that? And he said, no, Carrie, you know, we're like cars. The older we get, the more we have to take. So now sometimes we're just going to take them the rest of our lives. We can just put it in our purse or in our wallet or something like that. And when we go out for dinner, we can take it. And of course, avoiding processed foods. And of course, you know, wheat and dairy, they just have so many bad things in it anyway for us. So just to avoid those would make a big difference. And of course, anything that comes out of a bag or a box, we got to be careful from, unless you're at the BrighteonStore.com. And I was just over there yesterday because they have some really great powdered coconut milk. And I think it's something very exciting because almond milk is problematic. It's very high in glutamate, like I was talking about a little while ago about the work of Dr. Russell Blaylock. And so if you want to look into excitotoxins, you got to avoid the almonds as well. Because a lot of people, especially vegetarians or people that are avoiding dairy, they already know that it's bad for them. They've gone into almond milk because almond milk, I think, has a nicer taste. It has less of a flavor, I think, than the coconut milk, even though I like coconut and coconut milk. I think that would be a really good option. Again, like I said, especially with children that are, you know, we're changing their dairy. You know, we got to get the kids off the dairy, you know, and all those formulas are full of dairy. So I have a desk full of stuff, and I just want to talk about those things, as those are things that are definitely on my mind today. What else is on my mind? So yesterday, I've been expatriated for the last 30 years. People say that I was run out of the States. That's not the case. But I do still live outside of the States, and I got my care package yesterday from my assistant. She's so fantastic. She collects my stuff, and then she sends me a care package with all kinds of goodies. So there's a company, and it was started by the daughter of, his name was Howard Allinger, and his daughter is Valerie. And so she has a company that her and her father started many, many years ago, and it's Frontier Pharmaceutical. So what they sell over there, it's Frontier Pharmaceutical, and they sell all kinds of like chlorine dioxide cool products. So what we got here is we have a mouthwash and we have a toothpaste. So I'm gonna show you what I got. Here's my mouthwash, A and B. So what you do, they send you a little cup. I forgot to put the cup on my desk, but it's okay. So you put just a pump from each or a couple pumps from each into the little cup that comes with, and then you can wait as long as you want to. It can be anywhere between, I just see the fire, it's over there. It's a little too far for me to grab. But anyway, so you can wait like 15 to 30 seconds, and that's kind of a light, nice wash, and you don't have to water it down. I water it down just because then I don't have to use as much product because, again, stuff has to be shipped to me, so it's always a little bit of an issue. But you guys can find this over there on their website, frontierfarm.com. And, again, you can put in Carry, and I think it's Carry 5 as well, and you get another 5% off. But this is really great. I like it very much, and it makes your breath feel fresh because a lot of people say, well, you can just put the chlorine dioxide into a thing and put it into water and you can rinse, but you don't have that like nice fresh feeling in your mouth. And you know, once you do like, you know, in the morning, you want to get that taste out of your mouth and all that kind of stuff. So then they also sent me something really, really cool. And this is just for me to try because I think that they're really interesting. This is the toothpaste. Look, they had toothpaste. And of course I cut the label when it came out. I was so excited, I just cut the label. So with the toothpaste, you want to put equal parts. You see, like a little pump there. And then you want to put equal parts because they're going to activate. You see it, like equal parts like that. And I'm not going to brush my teeth right now, but I'm going to hold that till after I finish with you guys today. And I will brush my teeth again, get rid of that coffee breath I got going on. So this is something, and as soon as you start to brush, you don't have to wait. You just start brushing. So those little, you can see, blue, white, they're going to mix. So once I start brushing, they're automatically mixing. And they leave your mouth feeling really, really clean. And they're about $19, $18.95 or something like that. But I was buying another toothpaste and it tastes just horrible. Of course, it was really, really healthy. It didn't have any fluoride or anything in it. But this is like 13 ounces of 6, 12, 18. So 180 each. So this is actually a really pretty good price considering most of the toothpaste that I buy, you know, they're small tubes and they're, you know, somewhere around $8 to $10. So this is actually a pretty good thing. And of course, I know that chlorine dioxide kills all that. And they have a bunch of promotional material that shows you that you actually get rid of, you know, it shows you how you get rid of the bacteria in your mouth, you know, gingivitis. And of course, there's all kinds of periodontal problems. And I have to say that I'm a tooth person. My parents put braces on my teeth, so I've always been kind of taking care of those suckers because we know how important our teeth are. So I would say, and this is not from the Brighteon store, but this is something that just came to me, and I'm really excited about this because I know how good chlorine dioxide is, but I've never really been a fan of brushing my teeth with chlorine dioxide. And this way you can gargle. It's going to kill all your bacteria in your mouth, all that nasty, nasty stuff. So that's another one. Then I got this thing called Snoot. So there's another person who has been selling this, and it's also a chlorine dioxide product. These are all patented, by the way, folks. So when people are like, oh, that's bleach. Yeah, well, go to theuniversalantidote.com and listen or watch the documentary on chlorine dioxide. And you will see that not only is it not bleach, but they don't want you to know about it. So if they don't want you to know about it, you probably get yourself some. So anyway, there's another lady who's selling Snoot. And Snoot is a really cool product as well. And of course, much better than the neti pot and all that kind of stuff. You want to do something like that. And they send you the little bottles. So you can make them up and they last for 1 week. So if you're traveling, you get one of these tiny little travel bottles. And it doesn't matter who you're sitting next to. You just, you know, give yourself a few squirts in the nose a couple times on your flight. And of course, whenever we're around people, masks are not good. But this is a really great idea to be avoiding any kind of contamination by hanging out with other humans. And humans are great to hang around with. So we want to make sure that we are, you know, we are getting healthy. So the box comes like this, really, really snappy. And you have a lot of product here. As you can see, we're doing this. So we're going to always activate our snoot. So it shows you very simple instructions here. A, B, and then right into our little snoot sniffer. You know, and then super easy. We have them in there and snook, snook right into our nose. So we're going to be around a lot of people. you know, we don't have time to be sick. We got families, we've got things to do, we've got work to do. So this is a very simple thing. And of course, it's not going to be the same burn because they've worked out the formulations and they have the patents on these things. So it's very different than when we're doing these things at home. And they come with a little 15% discount. Owens even packed, puts a person's name. They packed, James packed it. Thank you, James, for my snoot. So your snoot was assembled by a terrific crew. Oh, and they're even their pictures. God bless them. I love it. I just love it. Yep, Stride, women-owned business. Yeah, very, very nice. And we like men-owned business, too. We like men and we like women. We like them both. Love them both. That's humanity. So these are just some of the really cool things. Oh, we only have 45 seconds. My gosh, today went so fast. So I'm going to be sharing some things with you from time to time. Let me know if you like this, you know, what I'm doing today. I didn't interview somebody today, but I wanted to let you know what's going on in my life and what I'm thinking and what I'm seeing, because I think they're pretty exciting things. They actually have me up at night because I'm so excited about all these new things that are happening in my life. So, and any of these things, you know, feel free to head on over. Snoot, website for Snoot is, oh my gosh. Okay, snootspray.com, S-N-O-O-T, spray.com. In the last 10 seconds, thank you for being with me today. I hope that you liked my presentation today. I hope that it was useful to you, and I will see you next week with another exciting guest.